This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We don't yet have, and probably won't for a while, given the destruction on Florida's west coast that we're seeing all over cable TV, we don't have any real sense of the human costs of Hurricane Ian. But as the waters do recede, the physical damage is becoming more clear. At least two bridges have been destroyed. The wind has ripped roofs off buildings. Storm surges sent cars and boats smashing into houses. It is going to be almost certainly one of the costliest storms this country's ever seen, which is gonna almost certainly put huge strains on Florida's already fragile insurance industry. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more on that one.
When natural disasters destroy communities, people usually turn to insurance companies. Mark Friedlander with the Insurance Information Institute says this disaster could cause upwards of $30 billion in property losses, and Florida's insurance market was already in turmoil.
Companies are collapsing. Virtually every company in Florida that writes home insurance is losing money.
About a dozen insurers in the state have folded since 2020, and dozens more are in financial trouble, according to state regulators. That's driven up prices for Florida homeowners who pay the highest rates in the country.
We are getting to a point where Florida homeowners will no longer be able to afford the insurance.
And some can't get private insurance at all. Many large insurance companies have left the state, says Martin Grace, a business professor at Temple University who owns a house in Florida. He says as private insurance has become pricier and less available, more consumers have turned to Florida's state-run insurer called Citizens.
It is the largest insurer of homeowners in the state, and that means the taxpayers are on the hook.
Florida has some unique regulatory issues, but other states facing increasing risks from climate disasters, like Louisiana and California, have also seen private insurance markets falter, says Carolyn Kuski at the Environmental Defense Fund.
We're seeing a shift of disaster risk from the private sector into the public sector.
She says the only way to manage that liability in the long run is to reduce the underlying risk by changing how and where we build. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.